Thanks, Steve. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Alexander Zalbin. He is the managing editor over at Decider.com, a wonderful website if you're a TV fan, if you like your entertainment. Hi, Alex. I hope it's warmer where you are than it is here in Chicago. Is it?
Ever so slightly. We had a rough beginning of the week, but it kind of has warmed up relatively to about 30-ish degrees So, you know, I'm going swimming later today.
Where are you? New York?
New York, yeah.
Yeah.
A balmy 30.
I'd take it.
Yeah, take that in a minute. Alex, I've noticed there's a lot of television shows on right now, and I don't know if this is a new thing or I just hadn't noticed it. There's a lot of shows where people have to climb obstacle courses and be big and muscular. Have you noticed that too?
There's definitely a lot of contest shows and a lot of game shows going on right now. I think my theory on that, things like the Titan Games and The Rock that's just premiered, and of course there's been American Ninja Warrior. I do think part of it is the success of the American Ninja Warrior series that's kind of trucked on really nicely. Wrestling has also very much come back and been big in the culture.
Yeah.
So I think people are looking for kind of their own takes on that, but also I think people are just looking for escape. They're not looking for something with a plot. They're not looking for something that can be, you know, negative or snarky or vicious like reality shows sometimes can be. A fun competition show where people just show out how strong they are, that's fun.
I wonder what kind of rider they must sign, because in almost every one of them, they're knocked off a pole that's three stories high by a giant cushion that knocks them into some liquid. They must sign their lives away just saying, yeah, whatever happens, I'm going to take full responsibility, don't you think?
Absolutely. I don't have any inside legal knowledge about any of those contracts, but when you're going into that sort of things, those networks, those production companies are going to protect themselves within an inch of their life. So, yeah, you're basically, your life is forfeit if you decide to be on the Titan Gate.
Even Ellen DeGeneres, who's the nicest person in the world, on her show, it always ends with every contestant taking a giant fall.
That's crazy.
That's
kind of stupid, I got to tell you.
I know.
And can I just talk about something without a plot, Alexander? I'm a big Big Brother fan. I tried to watch the celebrity Big Brother with Anthony Scaramucci with what's her name's mom?
Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Tom
Green and his mom.
Ryan Lochte. It's unwatchable. Yeah. I cannot, because it's different when you have people who are not celebrities. These guys are just mugging for I can't watch it. I hate it. I'm done. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry it's not working out. It really didn't work out for Anthony Scaramucci either. He left in 6 days.
Oh, is he gone already?
I haven't even known that, but I knew he'd be the first to go.
So can he still?
Scaramucci, I think.
Will he still qualify to be on The Masked Singer, or is he done for the season?
He's on it at the same time. That's the crazy thing. He's the bee.
I don't know how he does it. All right, this is sad. The final six episodes of what I think is one of the funniest shows on TV, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Why are they putting an end to the show?
They kind of just decided it's time. That's basically the thing. It's not being canceled or anything like that. Netflix still really liked the show, but they've told the story they want to tell. Ellie Kemper is a star who wants to go on to do other things. I think the rest of the cast wants to do other things as well. They may come back and do a movie. It's something they've talked about offhand. I don't know if it would be a Netflix movie or a theatrical movie, but it's something they've been discussing for about a year in different aspects. So we'll see if that happens. But the last six episodes are on today, and they're as ridiculous and goofy, as fun as you'd expect. There's a Sliding Doors-inspired episode that shows you what would have happened if, I'm not even joking about this, if Kimmy and Titus had gone to see Sliding Doors in theaters and how the world would have changed. It's ridiculous and great, and it ends on a very sweet, poignant note that I won't spoil here.
Oh, she's very sweet.
She's so funny.
And funny.
Yeah. Somebody who works on the show explained that one of the cast members, for those of you who don't watch the show, is the great Carol Kane, who's been in movies and television shows. She was Latka's mother on Taxi. They said that in every episode, at least once or twice, she'll do a scene and then have them explain what it meant to her. She doesn't understand the meaning of the scene. She just knows that's what it says in the script, so I guess I have to say these words, but I don't get them.
Oh, that's amazing. She's so fantastic on the show. She's such a wonderful actress. I can't wait to see what she does next as well, because I will watch literally anything with her in it.
Excellent. Netflix has a show, Black Earth Rising. What is this and when does it start?
Sure. So 8 episodes. It's actually a British thriller. It premiered in the UK to very good reviews. Here in America, it's been a little bit mixed, but as far as I hear, it's a slow burn if you want to stick with it. Stars Michaela Cole, who's fantastic, as a survivor of the Rwandan genocide. So as you can probably tell, it's a very, very serious show. She gets involved in a trial being held by the International Criminal Court. John Goodman is also in it. Also, supposed to be very good. Again, this is not your chill out and turn on Netflix show. But if you are looking for something super serious with some really strong performances, that might be one worth checking out this weekend.
Do you see a trend there a little bit in shows that were kind of hits or underground hits in Great Britain and then all of a sudden getting more access here in the United States?
That's definitely something that Netflix is going for. I don't know if you guys watched The Bodyguard that was on, I believe, towards the end of last year on Netflix. That was another transplant from Britain, which was, I believe, their hugest hit since Downton Abbey over there. And then it came over here, and it was also a huge hit on Netflix. So I think that sort of thing certainly emboldens the service to pick up more shows like that, like The Bodyguard, like Black Earth Rising.
So Black Mirror, too, right, Alex? Did Black Mirror start out that way?
Yeah, Black Mirror started out that way, but it actually is a co-production between Netflix and ITV. Something like Black Earth Rising or Bodyguard is a straight transplant. They just take the series and put it on Netflix as a quote-unquote Netflix original.
Interesting. Interesting. We'll take a little bit of a break. Alex Zelbin is here, managing editor of Decider.com. We're talking TV. Do you have any questions or comments? We can be reached at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Luff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Alexander Zelbin. He's the managing editor of Decider.com, a wonderful website if you're a fan of show business and entertainment type stories. Alex, we were just talking about shows that started out in England and then came to the United States. This show about R. Kelly got a lot of people watching and talking about it. And I thought to myself as I was watching it, I'm shocked that nobody's done anything like this with Michael Jackson's story. It turns out in England, they made a documentary about it, and I guess it's going to be on HBO fairly soon. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, this is called Leaving Neverland, and it's, I believe, premiering at Sundance, and there's already been a bunch of protests and controversy around it. It should be, I'm actually looking up the information so I don't get it wrong right now, but I believe it's premiering pretty soon, and as you mentioned, like the R. Kelly doc, it's pretty damning in terms of Michael Jackson. For those who don't remember, prior to his death, there were a lot of allegations against him, and frankly, I think a lot of those fell away when he rather suddenly died. But it is going to be on HBO and Channel 4. I guess there isn't a date as of yet. It should be sometime this spring, probably once Sundance has passed. That's going on over in Park City right now. We should have a clearer sense of the date of when it's going to premiere.
Will this be a new thing for 2019, 2020, and beyond, where we take people who were once icons, heroes, and then we kind of dissect them and find that there was a darker side to them? Do you think more of that will come down the pike?
You know, you could probably argue that this is an outgrowth of the Me Too movement. There were people that were open secrets who got exposed out there. You know, we've talked quite a bit on this program about Les Moonves, but there was also Harvey Weinstein, of course, and many other people like that. And now we're getting a second wave. We have that big article about director Bryan Singer, who directed Bohemian Rhapsody, come out of the Atlantic, I believe, actually, earlier this week. This has been a very long week. So those are another open allegations that are now publicly out there that people can do with as they wish. And I think we've seen the same thing with R. Kelly. We've seen the same thing with Michael Jackson. I think people are going back now and working harder to get that second wave of actual proof, actual people on record, fact check things rather than rumor and supposition. So I think that's what we're going to be seeing throughout the year.
The Bohemian Rhapsody guy, what's his name? Singer?
Bryan Singer.
Bryan Singer. I didn't know that at all. I felt foolish that I didn't know that story. And then when it was released this week when I saw it, I also didn't know that he was fired from Bohemian Rhapsody before it wrapped. Rami Malek said he didn't know of any of these allegations. And he's been hired to do another movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they announced that the other day. It's an adaptation of the comic book series Red Sonja by Millennium Films. And I will mention, without getting too much in depth, several people have pointed out online that Millennium Films has had its own problems with sexual harassment. They came out and said, we're still keeping Bryan Singer on. Bohemian Rhapsody was a huge hit. We're not changing course at all. And there was huge uproar about that yesterday. So we'll have to see how that turns out in the long run.
There was just a story about the director of Green Book, Farrelly, that he had not been the best
really?
Angel. Yeah.
Good
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Yeah. And he kind of admits to that too. He's not backing away from that one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, not that any of this behavior is necessarily excusable, but the way to go is not digging down and fighting against it. The way of going is being honest, being open, and actually trying to change and taking palpable steps to change. I haven't read about the Peter Farrelly thing, but hopefully he's doing something like that, and I guess we'll have to see what happens with him as well.
And I would also throw in, with everything you said, don't just apologize, but be honest in your apology. That seems to be the thing that's lacking
sincere.
From most of these. Yeah, be very sincere. I don't know why they don't get that.
Well, and even beyond sincerity, it's more than a apology. You actually, not to, you know, get on my high horse or anything, but you actually need to take palpable steps. You need to go into therapy. You need to be talking to somebody. There was another uproar about John Lasseter, the former head of Pixar, who was accused of multiple counts of sexual harassment, left the company, left Disney, and is now moving over to Skydance Animation, took charge, and everybody was very upset about that. His one thing that he said is, you know, I've had a year to really think about it. That's not enough. Just, you know, sitting in your chair and puttering around your house and kind of thinking about the things you've done. You really do need to go for some sort of professional help, even if you don't believe you did anything, to understand why people think you did this stuff.
Yep.
So that you can have some sort of, you know, show your work.
No question about it.
We got a text. I love the kids are all right. What does Alex think about that? I just tuned in. I have to say I was biased because my friend Lisa Nelson has written some episodes. She writes for the show. Tim Doyle created it, so that's why I started watching it. I am 100% loving that show.
Yeah, I know we've talked about it before, and I enjoy the pilot, and I enjoy the cast. It's one of those that, unfortunately, I haven't really kept up with. But I will say, if you are enjoying the show, I know it's been posting pretty solid ratings across the board. So I believe that's good for the future. I think we probably will be seeing more episodes of that and potentially a season two pick up.
It has a Wonder Years-y feel to it, doesn't it, kind of?
It different. It's almost like I'm thinking Goldberg's a little bit and the Wonder Years, but it's truly different.
Yeah.
Someone else has texted the other two, new on Comedy Central, so funny. Your thoughts for its longevity?
The other two, right up until the end, I was on board. The other two is fantastic. If you haven't checked it out, it's from two former head writers of Saturday Night Live. The idea is that these two, an aspiring actor and basically a girl who doesn't know what she's doing in her life, their younger brother becomes a viral sensation, and it seems that he's going to be like the next Justin Bieber, and they decide to tag along. They decide to essentially ride his fame as far as they possibly can. It's sweet. It's funny. Molly Shannon is in it. Ken Marino, who you probably recognize the face of, is the manager, and he's playing dumb and funny as well. In terms of longevity, I don't know. That's always a little bit up in the air when it comes to Comedy Central, because a lot of their shows, to be honest, don't get a lot of viewers, but I hope it lasts for a while because I really enjoyed the pilot a lot.
Sarah Schneider and Chris Kelly are the former SNL alums. I never even heard of this till the listener texted us.
You can actually, I believe, check out the pilot on YouTube. So it's about, you know, 25 minutes long, easy watch, a lot of fun, pretty cute and funny. So I definitely recommend it.
Alex, the last couple of years, we've been treated to various Broadway musicals done on television live. There's another one coming on Sunday. What is it?
It is Rent Live. It's coming Sunday, as you mentioned, to Fox at 8 p.m. It is starring an eclectic cast of performers. I think that's the way to put it. You got Vanessa Hudgens, you might recognize from High School Musical, as Maureen Johnson, if you know that name. If you're a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, Valentina is going to be starring as Angel. Also, the musical artist Tina Shea is in it. And there's a couple of YouTube and viral type stars as well. Brennan Hunt is one of the folks in there that I think younger people might know the name of. Should be very interesting because it's very much for those who don't know Rent, it's very much a musical, I think, of its time. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot built around it. Obviously, the music is classic. It'll be very curious and interesting to see how they do it on TV, but I know a lot of people are very excited.
Watching these live productions is awe-inspiring. I've seen a couple of them, and so much goes into it. The choreography mm-hmm. of getting the sets and everything going for live TV is amazing. They can pull it off. So that's Sunday night on Fox, right?
Yeah, that's Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Fox. And I agree, particularly when they show during commercials, kind of behind the scenes, yeah. moving the sets around or anything like that. Love that. Yeah. The best.
I like AP Bio. I saw a promo that's going to be starting up in a couple of weeks with Glenn Howerton from Always Sunny. And please tell me what's going on with Caitlin Olson. I miss the Mick, and I want to see her on something soon.
Well, she was just on the last season of It's Always Sunny, which was great as usual. So if you missed that, definitely check that out. I don't know necessarily what she's doing next, to be honest with you. I think she's doing a guest voice on Bob's Burgers, but that's it.
It's not
going to
work for me.
Wendy, we need some more.
I agree with you. She's fantastic, and I want to see her in absolutely everything.
I'm just going to invite her over to my house, Alex. I'll have you over as well. I love her so much.
All right, Alex, here's the strangest text of the week. Ask Alex if he is now or has ever been married to a clown. Do you know what that means?
I do know what that means. So my wife actually has a couple of relatives in the Chicago area, so that's probably from one of them.
Are you currently married to a clown?
She is an ex-clown.
An ex-clown.
Ex-clown. She was a Ringling Brothers circus clown for 4 years, lived on the road before I met her.
That's amazing. Was it a circus-themed wedding for the two of you or not?
No, we did have a couple of Muppet Show type things, but no circus stuff. Oh. But I have been to the circus a lot more post-marriage than pre-marriage.
Wow, it shows there's life after circus. Normal life
yeah,
after
there's
circus.
Normal life after circus. Alex, I want to just quickly mention a binge-worthy show, and everyone's already on board with this show, but for some reason I just started watching it a few weeks ago, Jerry Seinfeld's show where he and another comedian go and just get coffee and talk about the world. It's the easiest show in the world to binge-watch because every episode's about 20 minutes long, and you already know how funny Jerry Seinfeld is, but he's got comics from the old days right up until the more current stars. Every episode I see makes me laugh out loud several times. What a great show.
Yeah, you can check it out on Netflix. There's tons and tons of episodes, as you mentioned. I highly recommend the John Mulaney episode.
I saw it the other night. It was hysterical.
So good.
Where they go carpet shopping.
Definitely check that out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Mulaney is great. I believe that's the 9th episode of the 10th season, if you want to head right to it. There's no plot. You can jump in on any episode.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. Alex, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
It's Alex Zeldin. He's the managing editor of Decider.com.
And
married to a former clown.
That's good to know. I love your inside scoop. Again, you prove that you are the male Rhona Barrett.
Oh, thank you,
With
Wendy.
The same haircut.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Which is not a slam to you.
No, not at all.